With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. All summer, Farmers for Free Trade has been on the road and holding events called Tariff Town Halls in half a dozen states. The events all brought together farmers, business leaders, economists, and trade experts to spotlight how newly imposed tariffs are already harming the communities that grow and make American-made products that power local economies and are in demand around the world. At each stop, farmers and experts shared new data, on-the-ground stories, and growing urgency. Just days before the 4th of July, ag leaders at a town hall in Little Rock, Arkansas, put it bluntly. I'll tell you this much, as a producer, between 20% and 30% of the producers in the United States would be out if this doesn't change between now and December. On a per-state basis, Texas businesses paid $934 million more in tariff costs. North Carolina also saw a 190% spike in its tariff rates. June runoff in the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City, Iowa was 3.3 million acre-feet. That's 60% of the average. The updated 2025 calendar year runoff forecast for the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City is below average overall. Mountain snowpack melted more rapidly than normal in all reaches except the Sioux City reach experienced below normal precipitation during June, said John Remus of the Army Corps of Engineers. The June runoff was less than forecast and dry conditions will continue in July. The June 2025 runoff forecast above Sioux City at 19.1 million acre feet, 74% of the average and slightly lower than last month's forecast. System storage on July 1 was 52.1 million acre feet, 4 million below the top of the carryover multiple use zone. The monthly study indicates that the winter release from Gavin's Point will likely be at the minimum rate of 12,000 cubic feet per second. Over 40 U.S. agricultural groups, including the National Corn Growers Association, sent a letter to President Trump asking him to quickly nominate a chief ag negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office. The group said the nomination is critical to prioritizing the needs of American agriculture amid the ongoing reciprocal trade negotiations. The chief ag negotiator is an asset to farmers and ranchers across the U.S. as well as within the federal government, the letter said. That voice ensures that agriculture issues are prioritized as negotiations are ongoing and become more complicated. The role is responsible for conducting and overseeing international negotiations related to trade of agricultural products. The role also politically appointed, and each incoming administration is responsible for nominating someone to serve in that position. U.S. farmers and ranchers also heavily rely on exports to be successful. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association applauded Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' Farm Security as National Security Action Plan. The USDA releasing a number of farm security and national security policies supported by the NCBA and America's cattle farmers and ranchers. We're blessed to have hundreds of thousands of family farms and ranches producing beef right here at home, said NCBA President Buck Werbein. NCBA strongly agrees with Secretary Rollins that farm security is national security. He also said NCBA is pleased that the agency is protecting the family farms and ranches, scrutinizing foreign acquisitions to ensure they don't threaten American agriculture, protecting American ag research from foreign adversaries, and bolstering animal health programs to prevent a foreign animal disease outbreak. As part of the plan, the USDA set to increase its oversight of foreign land acquisitions, strengthen inspections to root out dangerous products entering the U.S., and prevent the spread of potentially devastating diseases. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.